I'm Jenny Hildreth, and along with me tonight is Sam Albert. When we come back, we will have the pre-game Ohio Health Hard Memorial Hospital report and some stats from the visiting team. Right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Basketball Action on Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Socially awkward? Social distance. Social status. Social skills, social network. This is Brenda with the Depot Number 9, and we want to connect with you on social media. Follow our new Facebook page for a chance to win weekly prizes and giveaways by simply liking and sharing our post. Make it a social event by engaging in conversation. We want to hear from you. The Depot Number 9 in downtown Kenton on the Square.
This is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family's safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Pencil Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Pencil Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Domino's week-long carryout deal means you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each every day. That's right, $7.99 each, and every day means any day. But just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's week-long carryout deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes extra large and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hello and welcome back to the Ohio Health Hard Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm staying with me tonight is Jenny for some varsity boys basketball action between Ridgemont Golden Gophers and the Mount Gilead Indians. A little stats here for Mount Gilead. They come into the game with a 5-3 overall record. They come out of the Knox Crawford Athletic Conference. They have wins against Loudonville, Fredericktown, Northmore, Danville, and Cardington, with losses to Utica, Kingsway Christian, Raymer Road Baptist Christian. They come in tonight led in scoring by number 2, Elijah Chaffin, who's averaging 18 points per game, and number 10, Paul Butterman, who's averaging 13 points per game. I know Jenny talked to Nick Stuck, the head coach of Ridgemont, before the game, and said it should be a pretty good game. They come in 5-3. You know, Ridgemont comes in 8-1, but he said it's a good, solid 5-3.
He did. He said Mount Gilead is nothing. You don't look at their record. He said they are a solid team. They played some really solid competition. He said it should be a shootout tonight.
Looks like it's going to be a tough battle tonight. We're going to send it back to the station for a few more sponsors, come back and talk a little bit about Ridgemont here on your region, your radio, WKTN.
As the new year is upon us, many take this time to reflect on what they are grateful for over the past year. We at HSLC are grateful for the true relationships we have with our customers and friends in our community. HSLC has had an incredible year of growth and broadened our banking capabilities with several new product offerings. Our sincere wish is that you also have had a wonderful 2021 with many memorable moments to look back on. Moving forward into 2022, all of us at HSLC wish you and your family new happiness and milestones in the upcoming year. Happy New Year.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience.
Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Socially awkward? Social distance. Social status. Social skills. Social network. This is Brenda with the Depot Number 9, and we want to connect with you on social media. Follow our new Facebook page for a chance to win weekly prizes and giveaways by simply liking and sharing our post. Make it a social event by engaging in conversation. We want to hear from you. The Depot Number 9 in downtown Kenton on the square.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Ohio Health Hard Memorial Hospital pregame show. Tonight's varsity basketball action between Ridgemont and Mount Gilead. Ridgemont comes to the game at 8-1 overall, 1-0 in the league, the NWCC. They have wins against New Knoxville, Ridgedale, Macomb, Lima Temple Christian, Allen East, Kip Columbus, Fort Jennings, Jefferson. Their only loss is a 60-59 loss at the buzzer to Ada.
I know, when I talked to Nick Stuck this morning, he said he wishes he had that game back because it literally was 1 point at the buzzer.
You know, I was following that game on my phone, and I just, like, they were up, and then they were down, and then they were up,
crazy.
And they were down, and it would have been a crazy game to be at. Tonight, Ridgemont's led in scoring by Landon Newland, who's averaging 19.5 points per game, 10.1 rebounds, 3 assists per game, and he has a career high of 1,507 points to date. Mason Stuck's averaging 17.6 points per game, 7.8 rebounds per game, 2.5 assists per game, and he has a career high of 1,265 points. That's 2,000 point scores in one team. That's pretty impressive.
That's
if you're
crazy.
Their third scorer is Grant Repper, averaging 8.5 points per game, 4.1 rebounds, and 4 assists. Colton Whitaker is next at 5.3 points per game and 3.8 rebounds per game, and then Lane Underwood is averaging 2.3 points per game, 2.8 rebounds, and 1.5 assists. Question about it. Richmond's definitely led by Landon Newland and Mason Stuck.
Absolutely. Has been since they were freshmen.
Yeah, I remember we did some of these games last year, and those two are just, you know, as Richmond goes, those two are definitely going. They play a lot of AAU ball together. Grant's in that, too. He plays a lot of AAU ball with them, and the chemistry they have is just amazing.
It is.
You know, Mason Stuck's, Coach Stuck's son there, so that's pretty crazy. But, 1,000-point scores, that's crazy. 1,500 and 1,200, and, man, it's hard to get 1,000-point score and having two in your lineup. You got to love that if you're Coach Stuck.
I'm pretty sure that the highest scoring basketball player, that record has been held since the 80s.
Goodness.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that was a girl, and that was Christy Sharp.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that was a huge record when he broke it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like he's going to break a couple more records. We're still early in the season. You know, 8-1. I think they play about 17 games, including tournaments. So that's a lot of time for him to almost make that record untouchable.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to send it back to the station for a few more sponsors. We're going to come back and have the tip-off here from Richmond. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Pencil Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Pencil Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Richmond. Varsity boys basketball action between Richmond and Mount Gilead here on your Ohio Health Heart Memorial pregame show. We got starting lineups here. I think Jenny has them for you.
I do. So starting for Mount Gilead boys, you have 6-foot-tall sophomore Elijah Chalfin, 6'1 senior Paul Butterman, 6'3 junior Aaron Gannon, 6-foot junior Levi Bauer. Oh, I lied. 6'1 junior Carter Kennan, and 6-foot sophomore Quade Harris. And Mount Gilead is coached by Dan Strasser. So they have a lot of height.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of height.
I've noticed that too looking at pregame.
Whew. All right, so starting for your Richmond boys, you have senior Landon Newland, senior Lane Underwood, senior Grant Repper, senior Mason Stuck, and senior Colton Whitaker. We're going to throw it back while they do the national anthem. We'll be back with your HSLT tip-off right here on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit MidOhioEnergy.com.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont. Varsity basketball action between Ridgemont and Mount Gilead. We're going to send it back to the station for a few more sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the tip-off live from Ridgemont, your region, your radio, WKTN.
As the new year is upon us, many take this time to reflect on what they are grateful for over the past year. We at HSLC are grateful for the true relationships we have with our customers and friends in our community. HSLC has had an incredible year of growth and broadened our banking capabilities with several new product offerings. Our sincere wish is that you also have had a wonderful 2021 with many memorable moments to look back on. Moving forward into 2022, all of us at HSLC wish you and your family new happiness and milestones in the upcoming year. Happy New Year.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Membership eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We're back from Ridgemont. HSLC tip-off goes to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Grant Repper has it at the top of the key. Over to Lane Underwood. Lane Underwood has it. Up to Stuck. Stuck now with it outside to Newland. Newland has the ball. Drives inside. Nice move.
Nice spin. Move.
This is the layup. That was a great move by him. Mount Gilly with the rebound. Mount Gilly with the ball now. They're pushing up the court. That is Gannon has it. Gannon goes back to Kennan. Kennan out with the ball for Mount Gilly. He finds Chaffin. Chaffin with the ball. Looks. Finds Cannon.
And there's your – ooh. Yep. I thought he was going to shoot it.
I did too. Kind of faked everybody out here. Mount Gilly is hit with the basketball. That's Butterman now with the ball. Their leading scorer coming into the game. Jive. Great move by him. Layup just misses. That's two great moves, both possessions. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Newland has it for Ridgemont. Outside, Grant had a three, thought about it, goes to Stuck. Chuck will fire off a three. Three-point misses. Rebound to Mount Gilly. Mount Gilly with the basketball now. That's Chaffin. Chaffin with the ball. Drives up the court. He has it. Now back top of the key to Kennan. Kennan with the ball now. Tries to reset the offense. Back to Chaffin. Chaffin with the ball now for Mount Gilly. Being heavily guarded there by Reppert. Goes outside to Butterman. Back up top to Cannon. Back over to Chaffin. Chaffin with the ball now. Outside to Gannon. Gannon out with the ball. Drives in. Great defense there by Ridgemont to force the ball to go out of bounds. That's a great block
wow,
there
that
by
was a good block.
Colton Whitaker, the 6'3 senior. Ball goes out of bounds. Ball to Mount Gilead.
6:33 left on the clock. The score is still 0-0. And the first quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Office.
Mount Gilead with the basketball now. Chaffin's looking to throw the ball in. Goes outside to Gannon. Gannon has it back to Chaffin. Chaffin will fake the shot. Great defense there by Reppert to make a pick up his dribble. That's a Butterman. Butterman out the basketball. He goes outside. That's a three-point shot is made by Gannon. Scores now 3-0. Your Ritland Brady scoreboard. 6 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Ridgemont with the basketball now. So Reppert has it. Down low to Stuck. Stuck has the ball. Great move. Back and down. Up and great defense there by Mount Gilly to block the ball away. Who was that? Looks like number 13. Gannon. Hit the three on one side. Great defense there on the other. Ball goes out of play off of Stuck. Ball to Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the ball now. Chaffin brings the ball up for Mount Gilead. Being guarded top of the key by Reppert. Out to Gannon. Gannon with the ball now for Mount Gilead. Back up top to Chaffin. He'll fake the three.
Ooh.
That's a great fake. Got them off the air, but ball ended up going out of play. And that was a great fake by him.
Absolutely.
Really fooled the Ridgemont defense. Wasn't quite able to make a clean pass there. Ball goes out of bounds. Ball back to Ridgemont. 5 minutes, 46 seconds left to go. Your score is Mount Gilead 3, Ridgemont nothing. Reppert with the ball over to Stuck. Stuck has it now. Oh, excuse me. Newland has it down to Stuck. Stuck now with the basketball for Ridgemont. Outside to Reppert. Reppert with the great drive in. Great pass down low to Whitaker. Outside to Newland. Newland will fire off a three. Misses the three.
Ooh,
big rebound there
wow.
by Stuck. And they're going to call a travel.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
I thought maybe a foul there, but
I
called a travel.
That's what
anyway.
I thought.
So, great rebound. We thought he got fouled. They end up calling a travel. Ball go to Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the ball now. Chaffin with the ball for Mount Gilead. Brings the ball up the court for Mount Gilly. Out to Cannon, back over to Chaffin. Chaffin will drive in. Another great fake. Turn around, fadeaway jumper. Bam, hits it from about the foul line. His first two of the night makes the score 5-0. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left to go on your Ritland Beretta scoreboard.
He was a sleeper that I did not know about.
Yeah. Ridgemont with the basketball. Now it's a great pass down low to Newland. Newland will go up, and he gets blocked. That's a great defense so far by Mount Gilly. Mount Gilly on the breakaway. Pass out to Chaffin. Chaffin will drive in. That's a great defense there. By Grant to hit the ball away. Up to Newland. Newland has it. He's going to drive in. Great move by him. Thought he got fouled. Gets his ball back. Back up top to Whitaker. Out to Stuck. Stuck will fire off a three. Bam, nothing but net there for Stuck. Stuck hits the three. That makes the score 5-3 now. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Mount Gilead leading Ridgemont on your Real Number Radio scoreboard. Mount Gilead with the basketball now. That is Kinnon with the ball. Kinnon has it looking for Cannon. That's going to be hard to get the rest of the night.
Oh.
Kinnon goes down low. Down to Butterman. Butterman will miss a shot. That's a great defense by Reppert again. Ball goes to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Luna has it. He'll drive in. He gets fouled, maybe. Yep, they're calling a foul. Okay. I don't want to call a foul too soon. It looks like I've seen a couple out there. And
Let me tell you, Richmond's Grant Reppert, for being 5'11", is playing great defense against these 6-foot guys.
Yeah, he really is. He's the smallest guy on the court, but he has that nasty defense in him.
Absolutely.
Newland gets fouled, going to the hole. He's going to go to the line and shoot two. First one's up and good. His first point of the night makes the score 5-4, 4 minutes 17 seconds left to go in this first quarter of action. Mount Gilead and Richmond 5-4. Second shot's up and good. 5-5 now. I think Ridgemont finally settled down here. A little 5-0 spurt there for Mount Gilead. Answered back by a 5-0 run there for Ridgemont. So we're all tied up. 4 minutes, 15 seconds left to go in this first quarter of action. Mount Gilead with the basketball. Chaffin has the ball for Mount Gilead. Great defense again by Reppert. He finds Kinnon. Kinnon will drive in. He'll go outside to Chapman. Back out to Chaffin. Chaffin will drive in. That's a great defense there by Stuck.
Yeah.
Ball's going to be out of play.
Yep. Ball.
That was a great move by him. He tried to dribble in. He had beaten Reppert, but he didn't see the 6'2" Stuck standing there, able to walk the ball away. Chaffin will take the ball out for Mount Gilead. He'll have it. He throws out to Harris. Harris will go back up top of the key to Kinnon. Kinnon with the ball now for Mount Gilead. He's looking. Back over to Gannon. Gannon with the ball back to Kinnon. Kinnon with the basketball. He drives in. Being heavily defended. That's another great defense there by Newland with a block. He blocks it, gets the rebound. He'll take the ball up, and he gets the ball hit away from behind. Thought he got fouled there.
Oh.
And it's going to be another turnover there for Mount Gilead. Gives the ball right back to Ridgemont. Stuck with the steal. Out to Newland. Wide open three-point shot. Newland, bang, hits it.
Nothing but net.
His fifth point of the night makes the score 8-5 now. Ridgemont leading 3 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in the Real Number Radio scoreboard. Score is now 8-5. Ridgemont, little 8-0 run there for Ridgemont. Mount Gilead on the miss. And they're going to steal the ball away. There's a little bit of lazy offense there for Ridgemont. They were able to get the rebound off the miss, but the ball was stolen back away. Mount Gilead with the basketball now. Kinnon with the ball. Back to Chaffin. Chaffin with the ball now. He has it. Reppert guarding him. Stuck comes up to help. He's getting doubled. He's in a lot of trouble there. That's great defense by Stuck and Reppert. Threw a bad pass, but they ended up getting it on the end of it. Mount Gilead with the ball now. Chaffin will shoot off a three. Off balance. Hits it. Their second leading scorer. Elijah Chaffin hits it. His fifth point of the night makes the score 8-8 now. 2 minutes, 43 seconds left to go in his first quarter. Stuck will get it. Nice move to get past his first defender, but the second defender shuts him down. Newland has it now. Back to Stuck. Stuck with the ball. Top of the key. He drives in. Backing down. He's a bigger than that guy, and he gets up and in. That's a great move by him. Back to his shorter defender all the way to the basket. He's able to get it in. He has 5 points now. Makes the score 10-8 now. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. 2 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in his first quarter on your Real Number Radio scoreboard. Mount Gilead has the basketball now. Up top to Chaffin. Chaffin has the ball. Back outside. That's Kinnon with the basketball now for Mount Gilead. Goes outside to Chapman. Chapman has it over to Chaffin. Back over to Kinnon. Kinnon with the turnaround jumper. In the land of the trees down there. The ball gets blocked away by Whitaker. Great save by Stuck to get the ball back in to Newland. Newland has the ball now. He had a three. He thought about it. Didn't shoot it. Went back to Reppert. Reppert with the ball now for Ridgemont. Down low to Newland. Newland has it. He's bigger.
Nice
back down. Layup up and good. And Newland now with 7. The two leading scorers, like we talked about in the beginning of the game, Stuck and Newland. Newland with 7, Stuck with 5. Scores now 12-8. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. 1 minute, 39 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Mount Gilead with the basketball into Chaffin. Chaffin will drive up. That's good defense there, but better offense. His 7th point of the night. Chaffin's 7th point makes the score 12-10 now. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. Reppert with the ball. He finds Newland. Newland has it. Newland will drive in. Great drive by him. Up and layup is good. They're having a lot of problems staying in front of Newland now.
No
Newland's
kidding.
Doing great on offense, driving the ball into the hole. He gets his 9th point of the night, and the score is now 14-10, Ridgemont leading. And great defense there by Newland to try to get the ball, and they're going to call.
I'm 100% sure.
Oh, blocking foul. Or no, not blocking, I guess. That was going to be on the offense.
Colton Whitaker is going to get a break, and checking in is freshman Xavier Stuck, Mason Stuck's little brother.
Stuck in there with a Stuck father coaching him. You always got to love that. You
it's
know,
a little family affair down here. In
if you're the dad, you get to coach both your kids, both playing varsity together. That's kind of cool. Speaking of Stuck, Mason will shoot off a three. Nothing but net for Mason. His eighth point of the night makes the score 17-10. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead here. 51 seconds left to go in this first quarter. We're on the scoreboard. Mount Gilead has the ball. They try to go up. Great defense by Stuck. Great rebound by Newland. Sky's above to get the board. Ripper with the ball now. Getting guarded by two defenders. Goes outside to Stuck. Stuck will shoot another three. That's a heat check there. Bam! Hits it again.
Wow.
That's 11 points now for Stuck. 3 of 4 from three-point land. You know, we kind of shot. They were shooting shots at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
We were wondering if they're going to start hitting them.
Exactly.
They definitely started hitting them. I wonder if Mount Gilead was thinking the same thing. Score is now 20-10. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the basketball now 20 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Mount Gilead has the ball. That's Chapman. Chapman with it, being guarded by Stuck. Back outside to Kennan. Kennan with the ball now. Goes cross court. Fakes up by Gannon. Gannon go down low. He gets a lot of trouble. He finds it back outside to Chapman. Chapman will shoot. Rebound Stuck. 4 seconds left. See what they're going to do here. Goes down to Newland. Newland almost had the ball. And it's going to be out of play there to end the first quarter. That's it for your first quarter of action here. Your score is Ridgemont 20, Mount Gilead 10 on your Whitland Burrito scoreboard. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to give you first half stats on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
We're back with second quarter action. In the first quarter, was the score Ridgemont 20, Mount Gilead 10. Mount Gilead went on an early 5-0 run, and Ridgemont was able to answer with a 20-5 run themselves, take the score 20-10. Second quarter action will start with Mount Gilead with the ball, and it'll be a travel on Mount Gilead, ball back to Ridgemont.
I think right now what's hurting Mount Gilead is Ridgemont is rebounding every shot put up.
They are. I mean, coming into the game, we kind of talked a little bit. We thought Mount Gilead might have had a little bit of a size advantage.
Yeah.
So far, it's not looking that way. No second chance opportunities for Mount Gilead, and there's not really a need for second chance opportunities for Ridgemont because Ridgemont's making almost everything they put up. Stuck's down low. Layup's up and misses. Mount Gilead get the rebound. They're on a run now. That's chafing with the basketball. He gets a little bit of trouble. Ball thrown away by Reppert. Reppert with the ball now for Ridgemont. He'll push it. Had Stuck down low. He goes outside. Nice fake there. Outside to Reppert. Reppert will shoot off a three. Hits it. Another three-point shot there for Ridgemont. That's 23-20 now. 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter of action. You're willing to rate the scoreboard. Now Gade has the ball. They're going to turn the ball over.
Wow. I think they're getting a little frustrated.
I think they are. And I think the coach heard us too. That's another timeout. And he's kind of letting the ref have it. I don't know what for, but they took a real number timeout. We're going to take one, too, and you're region your radio, WKTN.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We're back from Ridgemont. Your score is Ridgemont Golden Gophers 23, Mount Gilead Indians 10. Second quarter, 7 minutes left to go in this second quarter of action. Ridgemont will start with the ball out of the timeout. Doolin will have the ball. He'll drive in. That's a great move by him. Up and miss. Gets his own rebound. Up and that one's in. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Muscles that one up and in. Landon Newland's 11 point of the night makes the score 25-10 now. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the basketball. Chafin has it. He goes over to Butterman. Butterman has it back up top. back over. That's number 15, Owen High. He'll go down low to number 10, Butterman. Butterman will shoot a crazy shot, but he gets fouled. He did everything he could to get that shot
absolutely
up.
Absolutely. He was sideways, one arm, one leg.
There was no doubt about that one. But they say if you're going to foul, make sure they don't make the shot. He definitely made sure on that.
Exactly.
So Butterman, their leading scorer, go to the line to shoot two. First one's up and good. Was his first point of the night. Makes the score 25-11 now. Butterman's second shot's up. And he misses that one.
Oh.
And it's a big rebound. They're going to call a jump ball, and the ball is going to favor Ridgemont. It's a good job by Mount Gill to get their own rebound. Fortunately for Ridgemont, there's a guy right there able to grab the ball to force a jump ball.
Checking back in for Ridgemont is Mason Stuck and Colton Whitaker, and getting a much-needed break is Lane Underwood and Grant Repper.
Grant Repper playing that great defense. The point guard for Ridgemont. Landon Newland with the basketball now for Ridgemont. Goes outside, ball gets hidden away from Stuck there. Ball goes to turnover to Mount Gilead. They're coming down fire, three off quick. That was Owen High.
Oh.
And the rebound, Stuck okay?
I'm not sure if that was his head or his elbow, but you heard it up here.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
Is he okay? Oh, he must be. He's walking down the court.
I think he's okay, yeah. His dad's not checking on him. His dad knows better than we do. So.
Exactly.
Man, he hit hard. I think the whole arena said on that one.
Yeah, it got real quiet, that's for sure. And let me tell you, this place is packed tonight.
Yeah, it is. Ridgemont with the basketball, bringing the ball up the court. It's Newland. Newland has an out ball now for Ridgemont. 6 minutes, 6 seconds left to go in this second quarter of action. Scores 25 for Ridgemont, 11 Mount Gilead on your Red Level Radio scoreboard. Ridgemont gets in a lot of trouble there. They're able to pass the ball up to Stuck. Stuck will fire off a three. He'll miss that one. Big rebound there for Ridgemont, and it's going to be looks like a foul call, maybe? Yep, a foul on number 32. So it's a foul on Quade Harris. That'll be his second foul of the night, and the ball will go to Ridgemont. You know, and Mount Gilead's coach is kind of all over the refs right now.
Just a little bit.
Can't really hear what he's saying, but he's very animated down
we
on the
sideline. We probably don't want to be honest.
Yeah, probably not. Ball down low to Stuck. Stuck has the ball. He goes back outside to Newland. Newland has it. He'll drive in. He gets in a little bit of trouble. Throws the ball away. That's going to be a great defense there by Mount Gilead to take that away. Butterman has it. He'll drive all the way coast to coast. Layup up and just misses. But he's going to go to the line. He's kind of making his presence felt. Now the leading scorer for Mount Gilead. Xavier Stuck's second foul. I think he's going to check out of the game here for a little bit.
It's just those little freshman mistakes is all he's doing.
Hey, I mean, you're playing varsity as a freshman. That's a big spot for you.
Absolutely.
And this is all learning experience. You know, there's nothing. That's all it is. He's mad about it, but nothing to get upset about. Still learning.
And that's just it. That's what these kids got to understand. But that would be a tough situation when your dad's the coach.
Oh, 100%. Because, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, you separate, you know, coach from dad, but, okay, as a coach, you know, you probably did something wrong. But then as a dad, he's probably going to rip you a new one, too, if you did something wrong, you know. So
absolutely.
Just a freshman, gets some varsity action. No problems there for Xavier Stuck. Ridgemont had the ball. Newland tried to go down to the older brother, Mason Stuck. The ball goes out of bounds. Nick Stuck on the sideline trying to tell his team to calm down a little bit. Mount Gilead with the basketball now. Chaffin brings the ball up for Mount Gilead. He has it. He finds Butterman. Butterman gets doubled. They're definitely doubling their best player here, and then he ends up getting a foul called. Landon Newland will get the foul. That's the first foul. Mount Gilead with the basketball. They will pass the ball in. That's Chaffin with the basketball now for Mount Gilead. Grant Repper has him on top of the key. Switch over to Mason. Now Chaffin has the ball. He finds Kennan. Kennan will go outside. That's Butterman. He'll shoot off a three. He'll miss. Big rebound there by Gannon with the ball now for Mount Gilead. Inside of Butterman. He'll drive up.
Nice.
Try to get the foul
move
called, but that was a great move by him. Go under Stuck. Stuck was out there at 6-3. He's able to go around him and gets the layup up and in. His fourth point of the night makes the score 25-14. 4 minutes, 49 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Your Real Number Radio scoreboard. Landon Newland now with the basketball for Ridgemont. Stuck tried to set a screen. He didn't like it. Goes out to Repper. Repper with the basketball now. He'll drive in. Foul line. Comes back outside. Resets the offense. Repper with the basketball now for Ridgemont. Stuck setting a screen for Newland. Reset again. Over to Newland. Newland with the basketball now. Stuck has his guy down low. He has him pinned down deep. He'll back him down. Back him down. Back up top. Rep will fire off a three. Oh. He'll miss the three, but rebound's going to go to Ridgemont. Ridgemont had two gophers over there. One of them got the rebound. That's Stuck. Down low to
nice
that's
move.
A great pass.
Nice move.
Underwood to Newland. Newland up with the layup. Newland's 13 for the night. Now scores 27-14. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. 4 minutes, 5 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Mount Gilead with the basketball now. Out to Gannon. Gannon with the ball now. He finds Chaffin. Chaffin drives the ball in. Goes out of, as we said, land of the trees.
Yep.
Nice move by him, though. Layup's up and good. Makes the score 27-16 now. Ridgemont with the basketball. Repper has it. Top of the key. Drives in. Gets a little bit of trouble. Picks up his dribble. Down to Newland. Newland. Great pass down to Stuck. Stuck up and in on the layup. 13 points for Landon Newland. 13 points for Mason Stuck. Scores now 29-16. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the basketball now. That's Butterman with the ball. He'll drive in. Gets in trouble there. Stuck's able to slow him down. Out to Chaffin. Chaffin will fire off a three. He'll miss that. The ball will go out of bounds. Okay. I didn't know if Ridgemont touched that one or not.
It was clear over there in that side corner. You couldn't tell from this one. But it's over there in that very interesting student section.
Yeah, I don't really know what.
It's beach themed tonight, by
okay,
the way,
okay.
If that makes any sense.
Well, I see all those noodles over there.
Yeah.
I used to love those things growing up as a kid.
It's
makes
a good
me feel
point.
Old.
Well, yeah.
Ridgemont with the basketball now. Grant has it. Gives it to Stuck. Stuck with the ball now. Back out to Grant. Repper. Repper with the ball. He'll drive in. Great move by him. He gets in a little bit of trouble. Goes outside to Stuck. Stuck will fire off a three. That one goes everywhere but in.
Nice.
Big rebound there by Newland. Newland has it. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Mount Gilead.
That was good. Colton Whitaker could just kind of, he couldn't reach the ball, but he got up there and got it back to a Ridgemont player.
He really did. That out-of-bounds call was so close, the ref went one way and then changed it to the other way. Repper with the ball. Oh, great move by him.
Oh.
Reverse layup up and good.
Wow.
The defense kind of converged on Repper. Repper had like three guys on him, goes around him, but he's a reverse layup up and good, and then he hits the ball to bounce on defense. Great defense so far by him.
I'm telling you what, he's all over the place tonight.
He's playing great defense, doing a good job on offense, leading the offense there as a point guard. 2 minutes, 47 seconds left to go. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead, 31-16. We're on the Liberated scoreboard here in the second quarter. From Ridgemont High School, boys varsity basketball action. Mount Gilead with the basketball now. That's great defense by Refford again.
Wow.
Steals the ball away. He'll drive in. Foul line jumper up, misses, and the ball go to Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the ball now up to Butterman. Paul Butterman with the ball. He'll go down. Mason Stuck shuts him down. Out to Chaffin. Chaffin will drive in. Gets two guys in the air. That's kind of a wild shot there. You don't like that one. He kind of went in the air, tried to draw a foul. Wasn't able to get the foul, but still shot it anyway. And they're going to call a timeout. So they're going to take a real lover timeout. We're going to take one, too, here on WKTN, your region, your radio.
As the new year is upon us, many take this time to reflect on what they are grateful for over the past year. We at HSLC are grateful for the true relationships we have with our customers and friends in our community. HSLC has had an incredible year of growth and broadened our banking capabilities with several new product offerings. Our sincere wish is that you also have had a wonderful 2021 with many memorable moments to look back on. Moving forward into 2022, all of us at HSLC wish you and your family new happiness and milestones in the upcoming year. Happy New Year.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire for anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family's safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School. Your score is Ridgemont 31, Mount Gilead 16. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Out of timeout, Landon Newell will take a foul line jumper. It'll miss. Ball kind of bounces around down there. Mount Gilead's finally able to corral it.
Ooh.
Mount Gilead with the basketball now. They find Chaffin. He'll go up top to Butterman. Butterman will drive down low. Three guys on him. He'll do it. Fadeaway jumper. No good. Great defense there by Stuck. Ball goes to. Who's at Underwood now? Underwood with the ball. Back outside to Stuck. Stuck will shoot a three. He'll miss. Ball to the other Stuck, Xavier. Xavier with a nice fake. Up and in. The freshman comes back on. Scores his first 2 points of the night. Makes the score 33-16 now. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the ball. Chaffin goes outside. That is Gannon. Gannon trying to go back to Chafin. Great defense there by Newland. Newland will drive in, try to draw a foul, and the foul's going to be called and one. So the basket is good, and he gets fouled while shooting a layup. His 15th point of the night. He'll go to the line to make it 16.
Crazy. We got to give a huge shout-out to the Ridgemont staff here. They take very good care of us when we come here.
They really do.
Bring us some water, make sure we're good.
He makes the foul shot, makes the score 36-16 now. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. 1 minute, 30 seconds left to go on your Real Number Radio scoreboard here in the second quarter from Ridgemont. Mount Gilead with the basketball now. Chafin has the ball. He's outside. Throw it around. Down low to Chafin. Chafin with the basketball now. And he gets the ball hit away there, but Grant Rippert, another defensive play by him.
I'm telling you what.
Unofficially, I have him now for four steals.
At least.
Beautiful pass down low to Stuck. Reverse layup's up and good. Wow. I don't know how many assists he has, how many steals he has. It's been a great game so far.
Absolutely.
How many tip passes.
I'm going to make sure I get the stats after this game.
Mason Stuck with his 15th point tonight, makes the score 38-16. Now 1 minute left to go in this second quarter, first half of action.
Well, that was a good move.
Not good with the basketball. Ooh. Now Butterman gets there, and he gets fouled, but it's not good. Looks like maybe Rupert jammed his finger. Or nope.
I think he just got hit.
Yeah, he got hit there. That's not a finger.
No. Just walk it off.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
That's all you can do in that situation.
I'm not a man, but just walk it off.
That is all you can do in that situation. Without giving it away, I'm sure you can know what we're talking about. He's going to take a break there. You can get a little breather.
Checking in for Grant is freshman Colton Manns.
Two freshmen out there for Ridgemont. Getting some big-time minutes here in a big game. Mount Gilead with the ball. Chafin has the ball. 39 seconds left to go in this second quarter. He'll go outside. That is McKinnon. Fires off a three and makes it. 38-19 now. 30 seconds left. We'll see if Ridgemont plays for one here. Newton with the basketball now for Ridgemont. Shakes his defender at the top of the key. He'll go down low outside. The freshman. Freshman will drive in. That's a great move by him.
Oh.
So if he falls down, they're going to call
a travel.
Crowd wanted to push. I think that's probably the right call there. He didn't use his footing a little
bit. I think it was a travel.
So Mount Gilead will now play for one shot here. 17 seconds left to go in this first half of action. Ridgemont leading 38-19. Mount Gilead with the basketball. Kennan has the ball for Mount Gilead. Finds Chafin. Chafin with the ball. He'll drive in. 6 seconds left to go to the foul line. That's great defense there by the freshman. He's going to drive all the way down. Misses the layup. The rebound is up. Oh, and that misses too.
Dang.
Man, that was a great sequence there by the freshman. Who was that, number five?
That was Colton Manns.
Colton Manns, yeah, the freshman. Steals the ball, goes coast to coast. Misses it. Landon gets the rebound. Misses it too, but that's an exciting way to end the first half of action. Your score is 38 for Ridgemont, 19 for Mount Gilead on your Real Number Radio scoreboard. It is halftime. We're going to come back with your
Superior Credit Union Halftime Show right here on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Hi,
This is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hello and welcome back to your Superior Credit Union halftime show. Your score from Ridgemont is Ridgemont 38, Mount Gilead 19. Leading scores in the half for Ridgemont. Mason Stuck with 15, Landon Newland with 16. So kind of like we talked about in the first half or beginning of the game there, two leading scores are your two leading scores here at halftime.
Oh, absolutely. I think right now, if I was Mount Gilead's coach, I'd be in there going, boys, we got to rebound the ball. First of all, I think they're getting out-rebounded maybe 3-1 at this point. And just, we're going to have to shoot.
Yeah, and that's a situation that they're kind of in right now. You know, the game started off the game really hot. They're up 5-0 early. Do the math for you. It's a 38-14 run now for Ridgemont. So Ridgemont's kind of figured some things out offensively, but you're absolutely right there. Ridgemont's not giving them any they're not giving them good looks at the basket anyway.
Nope.
And the looks they are getting, they're not getting rebounds. And then on the other end, if Ridgemont's missing a shot, they're getting their own rebound on top of that. So it's just adding insult to injury there if you're Mount Gilead. And then Ridgemont's hitting their shots. They're hitting their threes. They're driving the ball in. They're hitting their foul shots. And, you know, everyone that's coming in is contributing there for them. And then you got Grant Redford. We can't talk enough about him in this first half. He's making life miserable for Mount Gilead as far as defensively goes. In offense, he's distributing the ball well and making good decisions offensively.
And that's just it. He's all over the place. And I think they're going to have to find a way just to kind of – I don't know if they're going to have to double team whoever's got the ball at this point, because like you said, every single person on Ridgemont is contributing something when they're on that floor tonight.
We're going to send it back to the station, and we're going to come back with a couple keys to the game to maybe how Mount Gilead can get back into this game or how Ridgemont can kind of extend their lead a little bit. You're listening to the Superior Halftime Show on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Pencil Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Pencil Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Socially awkward? Social distance. Social status. Social skills. Social network. This is Brenda with the Depot Number 9, and we want to connect with you on social media. Follow our new Facebook page for a chance to win weekly prizes and giveaways by simply liking and sharing our post. Make it a social event by engaging in conversation. We want to hear from you. The Depot Number 9 in downtown Kenton on the square.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont, your Superior Credit Halftime Show. Your score is Ridgemont 39, Mount Gilead 19. Like we kind of said there at the beginning, Mount Gilead started out a 5-0 run there. If you're Mount Gilead's coach, what are you kind of telling your team to get back into this game?
Rebound the ball. Definitely rebound the ball. I would probably double team right now Landon Newland, Mason Stuck. But whoever's got the ball at Ridgemont, like you said earlier, they're contributing. So you're going to have to shut whoever's got the ball down, I think, at this point.
That's the thing is maybe you double them when they get into the paint. Mason's kind of having his way down low, but he's hit a couple threes as well. Landon's being able to drive down there and kind of uncontested shot. So I think you're right there, kind of double-teaming those two. You maybe want to get a little more creative on the offensive end too. I do want to give a lot of credit to Ridgemont's defense because they were playing great. But at the same time, Mark Gilly might be rushing a little bit on offense, maybe trying to drive down and shoot the ball over three tall, you know, defenders that they have down there with Stuck and Newland and Whitaker. So you maybe get a little bit more, let's say, a little less predictable if you're Mark Gilly on offense, try to get back into this game.
Oh, absolutely.
It's 19 points, so you're not going to get that all back in once. So, you know, how do you split that up? Maybe try to cut it down to 10, you know, in the first, and then see where you're at in the fourth quarter.
Oh, absolutely. I think they need to get the ball. I mean, is it Gammon? He's done phenomenal, Gannon, tonight for Mount Gilead. And he was kind of a sleeper. I hadn't heard anything about him. But I think get the ball in his hands, Chaffin's hands, Butterman's hands, right there. I think those three are going to probably be your three key players to getting back into this game.
Yeah, Chaffin, I think, has 9 points. So he has nine of their 19. But Butterman only has four. So, you know, your Butterman's your second leading scorer coming to the game, averaging 13 points. You got to get him on the board more. Chaffin's quite a bit below his average. You got to get him a little bit more involved. And then on Ridgemont's side, you're up 19 points. If you're Coach Stuck, what are you telling your team?
Keep doing what you're doing at this point. Yeah, definitely. They kind of got some silly little fouls, as I like to call them. Put Mount Gilead on the line a couple times. But other than that, I mean, I have not seen Ridgemont boys play this great a defense in a very long time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If we were watching the game, we're kind of like fans at the beginning because – we were kind of watching the shoot around a little bit like, man, Ridgemont's missing a lot of these shots. You know, they better hit these in the game or it might be a long night. Stuck's probably not thinking that. He's probably thinking, oh, it's just a warm-up or whatever.
Exactly.
Well, they're hitting those shots. So if you're that, you obviously want to continue to hit shots. You want to continue to play great defense.
Right.
And you want to continue to force bad shots there for Mount Gilead. And like you said, it's kind of more of the same. You're up 19. Don't change much, you know. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
And that's just it. And Coach Stuck has done a great job. He's working these freshmen in. Freshmen are really contributing right now tonight, so it's great.
And that's the thing is if you're a coach, you got to love anybody you put in off your bench, you know, giving you a positive game. So
absolutely. Want to remind everybody to make sure you listen after the game for the question of the game. Be the first caller at 419-675-3000 with the correct answer, and you could win a large one-item pizza from Domino's down in downtown Kenton.
We got 1 minute left here till the end of the half here on your Superior Credit Union halftime. So we're going to send it back to the station for a couple more sponsors. We'll come back with second half action from Ridgemont, your region, your radio, WKTN.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hello, welcome back to Ridgemont. Your score is 38-19. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. Second half tip, sponsored by HSLC. The ball is going to go to Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead basketball now. Third quarter, 7 minutes, 40 seconds. Have to go in this third quarter. Mount Gilead with the basketball. They're going to go outside there. Take the three, back outside. The ball's tipped away, and the ball's going to go to Underwood. Underwood now from Ridgemont with the ball. He finds Grant Repper. He'll shoot a three. That three's no good, and a big rebound there by Mount Gilead. Chaffin with the ball now. He'll go up to Butterman. Butterman
nice.
With a great layup.
There you go. That's who you got to find.
Yep, it definitely is. We kind of talked about the only game. Get those two going. That's a leading score to the second leading score there. And the score is now 38-21, Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. Stuck with the ball. He fakes. He goes inside. Kind of a wild shot. Misses. Great rebound there by Whitaker up and in. But that's a part one they were able to do. Part two, get more rebounds.
Exactly.
Not quite yet as Ridgemont gets another offensive rebound there. Makes the score 40-21 now. Mount Gilead with the basketball. Mount Gilead has the ball. Butterman has the ball now for Mount Gilead. He tries to find Chaffin. He's able to. Chaffin will shoot off a three, and no good. Big rebound there by Stuck. Stuck with the ball now for Ridgemont. Stuck has the ball, bringing the ball up the court for Ridgemont. He'll stop a three. No one comes and guards him. He misses the three. He's wide open there. Landon Newland with the offensive rebound, and he's going to get fouled shooting a layup. So just like that, that's two offensive possessions there for Ridgemont. Two offensive rebounds for Ridgemont.
Definitely. I want to give a Root Lumber score update. The Ridgemont Varsity Girls pick up a win 34-30 over Kip Columbus.
Wow, that's a good, sound like a great game there.
Absolutely. Cromer and Nelson each had 13 points for the Gophers for the win.
Girls able to do their thing. See if the guys can follow suit. Guys leading 40-21. First foul shot misses there for Newland.
Another one score update. Shawnee 31, LCC 43 at half.
Wow, that's a great game.
Absolutely.
That's a high-scoring game, too. You don't really see that many high-scoring games in high school basketball, but that's great. He misses the both foul shots there. Makes the score 40-21 still. Mike Gay with the basketball now. Butterman has it. He'll go cross court. Find Chaffin. Chaffin with it up top. Kennan has it back outside of Butterman. He'll fire off a three. He'll miss. Rebound to Stuck momentarily. Then the rebound falls out of his hands into Gannon's hands. Gannon will shoot the shot. And he'll get fouled on the layup. So he'll go to the line shoot too. Whitaker's first foul. Gannon to the line shoot too. Gannon's first shot is up. And no good. One more shot upcoming. 6 minutes, 18 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Ridgemont leads 40-21 over Mount Gilead. You're number 8 on the scoreboard. Gannon's second shot's up and good. 40-22 now. Ridgemont leading. Ridgemont with the basketball. Grant Ripper brings the ball up for Ridgemont. He has it at the top of the key. He finds Newland. Ooh, with the fake. He'll drive to the hole, and it's going to be a foul on the floor.
Oh. Again. So, it's Butterman.
Yep, Butterman's foul. It's going to be his second. Gets him on the floor. Good thing, because he drove right past him and laid that ball up and
in. He had an open lane right there.
He really did. Beautiful pass to Grant Ripper.
Misses.
And they're going to get their own rebound. That's another offensive rebound there for Ridgemont. Cross-court pass to Underwood. Underwood has it. Tries to get on a little Stuck. Not able to find him. Whitaker out to Ripper. Ripper out to Newland. Newland with the ball now. He's going to have one-on-one ISO. He tries to drive in. Lose a little bit of control of the ball, and he's going to get bailed out by a foul there. So the foul is going to be committed on number two. That's Chaffin.
That's his first, actually.
I think it is, yeah. His first. Team's third. 40-22. Ridgemont still leading Mount Gilead. Newland with the basketball now for Ridgemont. Great move by him. He drives inside, loses control of it again, goes out to Grant. Grant with the ball now. He gets helped up. That's great sportsmanship there.
Absolutely.
Fell down, gets helped up by the opposing team. Ridgemont with the ball. Out to Newland. Newland will fire off a three. That'll miss. Rebound almost, and they're going to call foul there on Whitaker. That's going to be Whitaker's second. And the ball's going to go out of bounds to Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the basketball now. Trailing 40-22, 5 minutes, 36 seconds left to go in this third quarter on your Real Number Radio scoreboard. Stick with us at the end of the game as we have the Domino's question of the game. Get a free large pizza from Domino's Pizza in Kenton.
Oh,
that's
nice
a great
look.
Pass.
That was a great
no look pass outside to Ridgemont. That was Mount Gilead, that was Aaron Gannon. He misses the three-point shot. The ball, rebound goes to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the ball now to Stuck. Stuck will fire off a three. Bang, hits it wide open.
Listen, if you're Mount Gilead, you're gonna have to play defense on these boys.
I mean, if you look at Stuck, he's a prototypical, like, looks like a big man. Like, he plays down low in a post. He can shoot the ball. That's a problem. You can't give him wide open
Absolutely
shots like
not.
That. And they're doing that all night. They're not doing anything different. And he made him pay there. And Mount Gilead had their own three-point shot of their own. It did not go in. Ridgemont gets the rebound. They turn the ball over. Mount Gilead with the basketball now. Tries to drive in on Stuck. That's great defense. That's a bad matchup.
And your shortest person on the team.
Yeah.
Bounce the ball. And Grant Ripper. Kid is all over the place tonight.
He is. Great defense. Great offense. Great job controlling the offense here if you're Ridgemont. And the ball goes down to Stuck. Stuck has a mismatch there. He loses it. Back down to him again. Still has a mismatch. And you got to switch that. If you see that and you're Mount Gilead, you got to try to switch that. They weren't able to do that, and Stuck takes advantage of it. His 20th point of the night makes the score 45-22 now. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead.
Nice
Mount Gilead with the ball. Goes inside. Stuck blocks the ball out of bounds. What a game for Stuck tonight. Stuck doing great on defense and on offense. The younger Stuck comes in. Xavier checks in, the freshman.
Going to give Colton Whitaker a much-needed break.
Mount Gay with the basketball now. He'll pass the ball out top. That's Gannon with the ball. He has it. He's getting doubled a little bit there. And he'll find Cannon.
Nice shot.
Kinnon will hit it. Gannon to Kinnon. Kinnon will hit the three. Scores 45-25 now. Regimont leading. 4 minutes left to go in this third quarter in the Rutland Burrito scoreboard. The Reverend with the ball now for Ridgemont. Xavier Stuck falls down, gets his footing back.
There must be some slick spots out there.
I know. It's like almost in that area every time. Stuck's going to not like what he sees on offense, and he's going to call the timeout. He's going to take a Rutland Lumber timeout. We're going to take one here, too, on your Rutland Burrito scoreboard. Scores 45-25, Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
Socially awkward, social distance, social status, social skills, social network. This is Brenda with the Depot Number 9, and we want to connect with you on social media. Follow our new Facebook page for a chance to win weekly prizes and giveaways by simply liking and sharing our post. Make it a social event by engaging in conversation. We want to hear from you. The Depot Number 9 in downtown Kenton on the Square.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School, where the Ridgemont Golden Gopher boys are taking on the Mount Gilead Indians. Ridgemont leads 45-25 with 3:50 left in the third quarter, being brought to you by Roof Law Office.
45-25, Ridgemont leading with the basketball. Ripper has it in the corner. He gets in a little bit of trouble. He's looking. He ends up finding Underwood over to Xavier. Xavier down to Mason. Mason had it. He gets knocked down, but he ends up getting the ball out of his hands anyway. And he's going to end up turning it over. He slipped too, so I'm wondering if it is maybe something on the ground down
there.
That's
what I'm wondering. Nice move.
Oh, yeah, that's a great move there.
Definitely nice move by Chapin.
Yep. Their leading scorer gets the ball in the paint, up and in.
Gives him 11 on the night.
Yep, makes the score 45-27, just like he coming into the game, their leading scorer. Outside to Stuck, back outside to Underwood. Underwood the ball now for Ridgemont. Looked for Mason for a second. Ends up finding Grant. Grant has it. Fakes the three. Down to Xavier. Xavier with the ball now. Back out to his brother, Mason. Back up top to Underwood. Underwood with the ball now. Over to Reppert. Reppert has it. Looking to Newland. Down to Stuck. Back down to Reppert. Great
wow.
Pass from Xavier to Reppert. Layup up and good. That's great ball movement there by Ridgemont.
Absolutely. And they were patient.
They were. And I kind of confused the Mount Gilead defense with how patient they were. And Mount Gilead's going to throw the ball away on their offensive possession. So the ball's going to go back to Ridgemont. 2 minutes, 42 seconds left to go. In this third quarter of action, the score is 47-27, Ridgemont leading.
Butterman checking back in for Mount Gilead, and Coy Harris getting a break.
Ridgemont with the basketball now. Repper brings the ball up for Ridgemont. Outside to Stuck. Stuck has it. Down low. Newland. Newland has it. Up and in. Over three defenders there. I guess, like we kind of talked about, you double him, and he's still better offense. You know, beats good defense, and he was able to do that. And on the other end, Chapman goes up and in with the layup, and he's going to take a timeout. They're going to take a Rutland Lumber timeout. They're taking a full timeout. We're going to take one, too. You're reaching your radio to WKTN.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Domino's week-long carryout deal means you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each every day. That's right, $7.99 each, and every day means any day. But just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's week-long carryout deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes extra large and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont. Score is 49-29. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Mount Gilead takes the timeout to talk over some things defensively. Ridgemont's last possession, they were kind of put on a passing
Absolutely.
Clinic.
Absolutely. So I will say Ridgemont plays some good music.
Oh, they really do.
In between and halftime.
Shout out to JT Rapper down there, the DJ. I got to learn his stuff when I do Kenton's games.
There you go.
Ridgemont with the basketball. Stuck has it outside to Rapper. Rapper with the ball now. He drives down low. ends up finding Mason Stuck up top. Mason Stuck has it outside to Landon Newland. He gets a little bit of trouble. Backs his man down. Picks up his dribble. He's got to find somebody. Finds Stuck.
Wow.
Stuck up and in. That's a great ball movement again for Ridgemont. That's the thing. That was great defense there by Mount Gilley.
Absolutely.
But that's just better offense. Mount Gilley with the basketball now. They have it. That is number one. Logan High has the ball now for Mount Gilead. He tries to find Chaffin. He gets a little bit of trouble there. That's great defense there by Xavier Stuck. Chaffin with the ball now. Fakes to High. High has it. Oh, Chaffin has it. Great move by him. Good. Oh. Chaffin's good. I know that was a great pass, but Mount Gilead wasn't ready for it. The ball thrown away there by Underwood. Underwood with the ball now for Ridgemont. He finds Xavier. Xavier down low. Great pass to Grant Repper up and in. That's, I'm telling you. They're getting wide open layups at the basket. They're moving the ball really effectively there on offense. Not much Mount Gilley can do there. Mount Gilley's not playing bad defense.
No.
But a better offense beats a good defense. Mount Gilley with the basketball now. They have the ball. They'll shoot the three. He'll miss it. Ball to Ridgemont. Ridgemont has the ball now. That's like, oh, my goodness. That's a great spin move there by Newland. Up and in on the layup.
Even know what to say about that.
Yeah, I know. His 20th point of the night makes the score 55-29. Mount Gilley will miss the shot. Ball go to Underwood and the rebound. It'll be a jump ball back to Ridgemont. So, yeah, it's just an offensive clinic right now for Ridgemont.
Definitely.
And we're not saying that Mount Gilley is playing bad defense.
Oh, definitely not.
Just it's been a great offense so far. Ridgemont with the basketball. Newland has the ball. 52 seconds left to go. 55-29, Ridgemont leading Mount Gilley. Newland will go all the way in, and he'll get fouled. So, that's just no defense there closed in on him, and he was able to take advantage of the one-on-one, and he gets a foul called over the line to shoot two.
I just feel like Mount Gilead's just leaving those lanes on the outside wide open.
They are, and that's the thing is Ridgemont's been taking advantage of them. So it's not like they're leaving them open, and Mount Gilead's not been able to fix that problem yet, and it's a great job by Ridgemont to attack those. 0 for 3 from the line so far in the second half for Newland. I mean, if you can find one thing to work on
right,
in
exactly.
that second half, it's going to be maybe concentrate on those free throws. Second one, nothing but net. 21 points tonight for him, 22 for Mason. Scores 56-29 now. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead.
Got freshman Colton Manns checking back in. Grant Ruppert getting a break. Colton Whitaker checking back in. Mason Stuck getting a break.
Mason Stuck, lead scorer in all scores tonight with 22. Kind of par for the course with him. Mount Gilead with the basketball. 40 seconds left to go. 56-29. Third quarter action here from Ridgemont. Mount Gilead with the basketball. They go down low. That's a great fake there by Butterman.
Definitely.
Gets Newland to jump. Newland jumps, and he goes back down, but then layup up and in by Butterman. Score is now 56-31, Ridgemont leading. 20 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Newland has the ball, and I think he's going to play for one shot here. See what Ridgemont draws up. They've been drawing up excellent plays so far tonight. See if they get another one here. 10 seconds left to go. Down to 8. Newland has it. He's just going to try ISO there. Gets in a little bit of trouble. He has to shoot the ball. Xavier will shoot the three, and he misses that one. The bench stood up thinking, man, if he makes, it's going to be awesome to beat the buzzer beater, but doesn't quite go down, and that's
right.
going to do it for your third quarter of action. Rutland Radio scoreboard scores 56-31. Into the third quarter, we're going to send it back to the station. We'll have fourth quarter action for you. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
Hi, this is Corsi Yarn, branch manager with Liberty National Bank. The holidays are a time for giving, spending time with family and friends, and looking ahead to a brand new year. Here at Liberty National Bank, we are proud to be part of a great, caring community. We are looking forward to serving you in 2022, and we would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday. And God bless. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We're back, Ridgemont. Jim, I don't know what they call this.
I don't think there is really a name.
I always think, I'm like, Ridgemont Jim. Maybe Gopher's Nest or something. We can name it ourselves.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're back. 56-31, Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. Fourth quarter action. 8 minutes to go. Bongi with the basketball now. Chafin has the basketball. Being guarded top of the key by Newland. Chafin has it. Great move by him. Drives in. Outside pass to... who was that? That's Cannon. He goes back outside. That was Owen High. He misses a shot ball. Rebound goes to Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Great pass up top. The freshman has it up. Oh! Doesn't quite get it to fall.
He just went a little too far under the basket.
He did. That was Colton Manns. Maybe a little bit out of position there. On the other, and that's great defense there by Xavier Stuck. Ball goes to Newland. Newland has the ball. Mark Gilly tried to get back, but not quick enough. Newland goes coast to coast with the layup. 23 points now. Scores 58-31. Ridgemont leading. Bad pass there by Mount Gilly. Ball thrown away by Ridgemont. Ridgemont with the basketball now. Xavier Stuck has it. Outside to Colt. Back over to Underwood. Underwood with the ball now. He drives in. Great move by him. Up. I think the ball was blocked, maybe.
Slipped out of his hand.
Colton Manns will fire off a three. The freshman.
Good shot.
It was. Great shot. He was wide open. It misses. It'll go to Chaffin. Chaffin will go up. And the basket's good, and they're going to call a blocking foul. I think that was a good foul. I don't think he got there in time. Elijah Chafin doing everything he can to try to keep him in this game. I think it's at 13 now, 14.
I don't know.
Backboard's in a way.
15,
okay. Looking for 16 here at the line, up and good. 16 for the night. You know, he has 16 or 33, so he did all he could in this game. Scores 58-34 now, Ridgemont leading. 6 minutes, 35 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Rillam Rita scoreboard. Mason Stuck with the basketball now. He gets in a little bit of trouble down low. He goes back up top to Grant. Grant will reset the offense. Grant with the ball now. He goes down the foul line. Back down low to Newland.
Wow.
Newland with a great cut. Great pass. They're just doing a lot of give and goes, and Mark Good hasn't been able to stop that yet. Mark Good, that's a great pass. No look pass up top to Kennan. Kennan will drive down low. He gets in trouble by Whitaker. He'll go back up top to High. High shoot the three and makes it. His first three of the night, makes the score 60-37 now. Ridgemont leading. Rever with the ball. Over to Underwood. Underwood has it. Mason has position down low. He tries to go to him, but the ball is hit away by Mount Gilead. Back to Mason. Up top to Newland. Newland will fire off a three. Hits it. Landon Newland with 28 now. Score 63-37. Mount Gilead loses control of the ball. It was almost thrown away by Newland. Newland couldn't quite get there. Stuck gets the ball. Hits the ball off of him. Mount Gilly, the offensive player, and the ball's going to go out of bounds to Ridgemont. 5 minutes, 37 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Ridgemont leading, 63-37. Ridgemont with the basketball. Ripper with the ball. Drives in. Finds Stuck. Down low. Great pass to Newland. Up and in.
Wow.
Goodness.
Wow. I didn't see that one coming.
That's just great offense there.
Absolutely.
And that's such good offense that Mount Gilly's going to call a timeout and talk about it. They're going to take a timeout. We're going to take one, too. Rutland-Lumber timeout. Score is 65-37 in your Rutland-Lumber Raider scoreboard. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back from Ridgemont High School. Ridgemont leads by a score of 65-37. We got 5 minutes, 13 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, Ridgemont will have, Mark Gilly will have the basketball, and just like that, they drive down low, and Mason Sucks there to hit the ball out of bounds, and another nice block by him.
Says, not today, son, not today.
Ridgemont, how good they played offensively. They played great on defense, too. And like you said, it's probably the best defensive performance I've seen from them.
Listen, they have been working on it, let me tell you.
And that's kind of been their Achilles heel last year. They were always able to score. You know, they have two prolific scorers on their team, but they weren't able to hold the opponent under enough to, you know, where the games would be, like, high scoring. But if they've been working on that in practice, you can definitely tell that, because it's been a great defensive effort from every single Gopher, you know, so far tonight. And Mont Gilead will miss a shot. Richmond will get the rebound. Grant will have it. Foul line up. Misses. Rebound bounced around. Ends up getting. Goes to Newland. Newland has it up. Misses. Almost gets his rebound. And Whitaker almost has it too.
A lot of people on the floor.
Yep. He still has it. And Mont Gilead comes up with it. Uh-oh. It's a 1-on-4. He'll drive up and he'll miss. And Richmond will hit the ball now. Grant Repper has the ball now. Waiting for Stuck to get back. He'll drive it in. Great move by him. Up and layup is good.
And that's what I'm saying. They're leaving that lane wide open. Regardless of who it is, they're driving that lane.
It's interesting. You wonder if all the threes that they hit in that first half kind of made them push their defense up, because, like you said, that lane is open, and Ridgemont's taking every advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Rempert with 11. Newland with 30. Stuck with 22. So, I mean, do the math. That's 63 points out of 67.
Wow.
And Mont Gilead took the ball to bounds after the foul on Repper. Looks like Stuck came out and Doolin came out.
Freshman duo back in.
Repper on the defense. Mont Gilead with the basketball now. That is Kennan. Kennan with the ball. Outside to High. High has it. He'll try to go down low to Cannon. Cannon with the basketball now up to Kennan. Kennan will shoot the three and he'll make it. 67-40 now after Kennan hits the three. His ninth point of the night. 3 minutes, 50 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter of action. Your Willow Marietta scoreboard. Grant Repper again up. Layup's going to miss, but he's going to get the foul. And just like that, again, you said, Jenny, the lane is open and they're taking advantage of it. Drives to the hole again.
Absolutely.
Gets fouled. They're going to launch shoot too. First shot's up. First shot, ooh, around and out. Second shot up coming here for Grant. Isaac flies it. Oh, same exact way, around everywhere, no good. And the offensive rebound to Whitaker. Offensive rebound again, Whitaker.
And Whitaker again.
And he had his arm held. And, the crowd's cheering because that was a, what they call it, a grown man rebound. And Ridgemont has another freshman coming in, Connor Manns. Colton Manns, Connor Manns, Xavier Stuck, all freshmen in there. Kind of a freshman trio.
I think somebody has five fouls. They're looking at the books.
Oh, yep, 32, I think, five out of the game. That is Quade Harris. 6 foot sophomore's night is done.
A Root Lumber score update. We have halftime at the border battle. Allen East leads Waynefield Goshen 26-18.
Really good game.
Some really good games going on tonight.
Cameron Vickers comes in for the fouled out player there. And Ridgemont has the ball. That's Xavier Stuck with it. He'll go outside. And another offensive rebound there. Great pass down low to Whitaker. Whitaker's going to get fouled.
Wow.
Goodness.
Wow.
Lane Underwood misses the foul shot, or misses the three-point shot, gets his own rebound, goes down low, misses the layup, rebound for Whitaker, and Whitaker gets fouled shooting his layup. So still dominating the boards there if you're Ridgemont. 67-40, 3 minutes, 24 seconds left to go, and you're willing to read a scoreboard here in the fourth quarter. Misses the first one. Like we kind of talked about there, that's probably the only Achilles heel they've had so far is their foul shooting.
Absolutely.
Second one's up and good. Every time I say that, they make the second one, so I'm going to say that before the first one, and maybe they'll make them both.
Checking into the game is Donovan Bros, giving Colton Whitaker a break.
So three freshmen and a sophomore and a senior out there for Ridgemont. That's a great drive, and the basket goes in. That's a great drive there. That's number 10.
Definitely.
That is Paul Butterman, second leading scorer. Finally gets the double digits. That's 10 points for him.
Lane Underwood checking out, and junior Kevin Eckstein checking in for the Gophers.
Yep, all the starters rested now for Ridgemont, getting some younger kids, some JV players, some experience. Logan High coming in for Mount Gilead. Paul Butterman at the line to shoot his foul shot after the layup goes in. Foul shot misses. Big rebound there. That was great defense, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Ridgemont.
Don't forget, after the game, when you hear the question of the game, be the first caller at 419-675-3000 with the correct answer, and you could win a large one-item pizza from Domino's in downtown Kenton.
It looks like Landon Newland's night's done with 30. Heights is, Stuck's night's done with 22, and it looks like Rupert's night's done with 11. So,
not a bad day in the gym.
No. Good little trio scoring. 63 points combined. Can't really beat that. That ball misses a three-point shot. That was Owen High. He misses. It'll be offensive rebound. Looks like it's going to be a foul, number 22.
Kevin Eckstein.
Yep. It's going to be his first foul. Mount Gilead with the ball. Top of the key, drives in. Great move by them. Layup misses. Another. That's a great one-handed rebound.
Wow. I'm not sure how he ended up with that.
Yeah, I don't either. Ball gets up top, Logan High. He'll shoot a three. That makes that one. Score is now 68-45. Ridgemont leading Mount Gilead. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Real Radio scoreboard. Xavier Stuck with the ball. Finds Mans. Back out to Stuck. Stuck with it now. He'll drive in. Great move by him. Fadeaway jumper. Bang. Hits it. Nice little move by the freshman.
Yeah. Give him four for the night.
Can tell he has a basketball brother maybe and a basketball dad.
Maybe just a little bit.
And Mount Gilead with the basketball now. High has it. He gets in a lot of trouble there. That's great defense, and they're going to get bailed out by a foul.
They're going to call that on Kevin Eckstein.
His second. Mount Gilead's clearing their bench now. Number 25, Aaron Rodgers comes in. No, that is not the discount double check, Aaron Rodgers. See, I don't think they're related because I think they spell their last names different. So, foul shot's up and good. Front end of the 1-1 goes down. 70-46 now, Ridgemont leading. 2 minutes, 1 second left to play in this fourth quarter. Second shot is up. Colson Chapman and misses. Rebound there to Stuck. Xavier Stuck with the basketball now. He'll slow it down, bring the ball up the court. Yep. Tries to drive in. Ends up getting stopped back outside. Out to Mans. Mans with the basketball now for Ridgemont. Oh, that's a little bit of a risky pass, but ends up finding Mans. Mans will shoot the shot. It'll miss. Ball bouncing around a little bit. Finally, rebound will go to Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the ball now. That is Chapman bringing the ball up the court. He goes outside to High. High has it. Great move inside.
Nice move.
Spin move up and in. Logan High, the 6-foot sophomore, coming to give him a little spark off the bench. 70-48 now, 1 minute, 26 seconds left to go. Ridgemont leading 70-48 on your Whitland Laredo scoreboard. Again, stick with us for the end of the game as we have the Domino's question of the game. Get a free large one-topping pizza courtesy of Domino's in Kenton. Ridgemont has the ball. He goes down low. That was Donovan Bros who missed that one. Rebound goes to Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the ball now. Outside to Chapman. Chapman has it. Bounces off his foot. Bros gets it. Bros finds Mans. Mans has the ball now. 57 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Goes outside to the other Mans. That is Connor Mans. He gets in trouble down low. The ball is blocked away. Bounce back to Mount Gilead. Mount Gilead with the ball now. Logan Nye has it. We'll find Chapman. Chapman will drive in. Awkward shot, but it goes down.
I will say both teams, their shoe game is on point, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Some really nice shoes going on out there tonight.
Some of these shoes are crazy. Some of the shoes they come up with. I mean, it's nuts. But that's cool for, like, the kids because I feel like the younger kids love that.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you got the LeBrons and the Jordans that are making $1 million off of this. So.
Yeah.
The weirdest colors in the world, but they're going to sell.
You know it.
Ridgemont with the basketball. Mans has it. 10 seconds left to go. They're going to back him out. Doesn't look like they're running anything else on offense, and I think that's going to do it for the ball game. 3-2-1. And your final score from Ridgemont. Ridgemont 70, Mount Gilead 50. We're going to send it back to the station real quick and then come back with final thoughts, post-game show, and your question of the game. Your region, your radio, WKTN.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, Our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience. Affordable Seamless Gutters, a fully insured gutter business in Herod, would like to thank all their customers for their business and support. Now fully booked for 2021, now is the perfect time to call and get scheduled for next spring. For more information, call 419-673-5748 or visit them on Facebook. Affordable Seamless Gutters would like to give a special thank you to all our veterans and wish all the players, coaches, and parents good luck this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Gilly, but I found a score of 70-50. Leading scores for Ridgemont there was Newland with 30. Mason Stuck with 22 and Grant Redbar with 11. So like we said earlier, 63 points. That's a pretty good game for the trio. Not only can we talk about their offense, but we can also talk about Ridgemont's defense, which was also really awesome. Coming to this game, talking to Coach Stuck before the game, he was thinking it was going to be a pretty good game. It was a really good 5-3 Mount Gilly team coming in, and they went off to a really quick 5-0 start. Me and Jenny were kind of sitting here like, uh-oh, this might be a barn burner. And to be honest with you, Ridgemont kind of ran away from it at that point, running great offensive sets, playing great defense, and that's when you get your final, 70-50.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't take nothing away from Mount Gilead. Ridgemont did a really good job shutting down their two leading scorers. I mean, you had one that was averaging 18 points a game, another one 13, and they just did a great job. And you can't say enough about Grant Repper and his defense.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
And it was. And that's the thing is that when you come to this game, you can kind of see who your best players are. And we kind of pointed out the two best players for Ridgemont, they were able to get their points. The two best players for Mount Gilly were not. And that was just a matter of Ridgemont did a great scouting report. They were able to limit their best players. And if you limit your best players on a team, it's going to be hard for you to score points. And that was the case tonight. You find a score 70-50. Any final thoughts from you, Jenny?
No. I'm telling you what, if you get a chance to come down and watch these Golden Gophers play, they are a fun group to watch, let me tell you.
They improved to 9-1. Mount Gilead falls to 5-4. I think that's going to do it here from Ridgemont. Final score 70-50. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of Jenny, I'm Sam. Good night, everybody.
That concludes the high school boys basketball game between Mount Gilead and Ridgemont. The sponsors for tonight's game was Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, Wilson Tire, HSLC, Bridget Howell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Sedston Transport, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Harder Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Roof Law Office.